I'll be 87, close.
We'll go back to the beginning of your Army career. Did you enlist or were you drafted?
No, I volunteered.
And how old were you?
I think I was just 20.
And what year was that?
1940.
1940. Okay, so this is before Pearl
Oh,
Harbor,
yes,
before.
the year before.
What propelled you to join? Why?
The draft had started, and eventually I had been drafted, and I was going to college, and I thought it just be a good time to get my year in. You had to take years compulsory training. So I volunteered. There are 26 of us from Cherokee, Iowa, volunteered. Went into a National Guard unit down in Des Moines, Iowa. And from there we went to Camp Claiborne, Louisiana. And we were down there about a year before Pearl Harbor.
What did you think when Pearl Harbor happened? What went through
Well,
your
we were in
head?
bad mood. We were supposed to get furloughs for Christmas and New Year's. See, Roosevelt had extended our time 15 months or 18 months, so we're going to be another 6 months. So we all had furloughs coming, but we didn't get them. And we boarded a troop transport on New Year's Eve. We left in New Year, I mean, we left New Year's Eve for Fort Dix, New Jersey, from Camp Claiborne, Louisiana. And we were there a while before we went overseas.
And where did you go when you went overseas?
Well, you went to Ireland first, and then went to Scotland. Well, in Scotland, I volunteered for the 2nd Ranger Battalion. And I took my training with the British Number 1 Commando, and before they had a chance to form the 2nd Ranger Battalion, I went to Africa with the British Commandos, an invasion of Africa. And while I was there, I went on two or three raids with them, and then the final raid I went on was when I was captured, which was way behind the lines, and we got confronted with a whole German army, it seemed to me. And our officer, he was wounded, and he decided that this better volunteer, I mean, surrender. And that's what he did.
So tell me what happened when you surrendered. You were captured. Where were you taken or where were you held?
Misurata in Tunisia, in North Africa. And from there, we were taken to Naples, Italy. We were taken by plane. And from there, we went to Northern Italy. I was in a prison camp in Northern Italy. And I was in there 9 months. And when we heard that the Allies invaded Southern Italy, we wondered what they were going to do to us. So there was a few of us, we decided we're going to try to make a break, which we did, made a success. We tied our bunks together. We had board lattice bunks with straw mattress on them. We tied them together with some sheet and throwed it up against the wall. The first guy overthrew a folded blanket over the broken glass on the top of the wall. And that was in September. I think the date is 43. And I came down through the mountains in Italy, back to the southern part, about probably 500 miles or more. Probably was as far as we went, and came through the lines down there and got back to our. I got picked up by a British paratrooper patrol, and I we. We then they turned us. We didn't know we are Americans, because we had nothing, no dog tags or anything. And getting back to the night before we went through the front lines, this friend of mine, we shook hands and said good luck, and we separated because we thought it'd be much easier to get through than both of us together. And we got through, and we got back together about two or three days after that.
I want to go back to the prison break. I mean, getting out of the camp. Why did you want to break out?
We didn't know what they were going to do with us. They would probably take us to Germany. And they did take them to Germany, some of them. But there wasn't too many Americans in there. It was mainly British. It was an old camp. These a lot of British prisoners from down in Africa that earlier than, you know, I went way back before we even got into this. And but we didn't know what they're going to do with us. And so we just thought we'd take a chance. And we got out. And I think there were about 14 of us, if I can remember. But I don't know. There could be more.
Do you know if everyone made it?
No. The only ones that I knew that made it were... one of them stayed up in northern Italy with a peasant farmer. And this other GI and I, we were the ones that went down to mountains in Italy. And then we were, like I say, we were under military control because they didn't know who we were. We just told them we were. We had nothing to prove it because we had no ID or anything. And we were under control until we got back to the United States and went to the Pentagon and were interrogated. And they finally decided we were. And that's, I went home that, finally got home. And then I was sent back to Camp Wheeler, Georgia, trained recruits for about a year. And
what year was that?
44. And eventually, I was sent back to, I went to the Pacific then. And over on the island of Luzon, was on Lady first and then over Luzon. And I was wounded there. And that was the end of my, I came back. I was wounded on the 22nd day of June in 1945. And I was released from the hospital in July of 1946. I was in a hospital a year.
What? Tell me about your injury.
Well, I got hit in this right through the shoulder. Came out the middle of my back. And the doctor told me it's a $1 million wound. Because, I mean, it hit no vital signs or anything. I was lucky. In fact, that's why... email letter, my email address is Lucky Chucky. So then I got out of service then.
And that was 46, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like when you came back then? You said it was in June of 45 when you came back with the injury?
Well, I was good. I flew from Manila all the way back. I wounded on the 22nd day of June and I was back in the States on the 5th of July. So they got me back in a hurry. And they treated us real good. I stayed in the hospital in Oklahoma for about, until they took my cast off. I had a cast, body cast on. And until they took cast off, and then I took a little physiotherapy there. And then I went to Percy Jones General in Battle Creek, Michigan. And that's where I stayed until I got out.
Think back to when the atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. Tell me where you were when that happened and how you reacted.
Well, I was home on leave, a convalescence leave from the hospital when the Japs surrendered, when the atomic bomb was, yeah. I was still in the hospital, but I was home then. And I was in the Philippines when the war in Europe was over. We didn't believe it, but we heard that it was.
You thought it was a joke or just wrong?
It was a rumor. We didn't know. Same way when Roosevelt died, we just hear those things. And So that was about the end of my wartime experiences.
Were you married when you...
Yes, I got married after I got back from Europe. And in 1944. And in fact, my wife just passed away
February. I'm sorry.
And I went to work at the post office in Fairmont, Minnesota. I worked in the post office until I retired. And then I went to Arizona. I've been in Arizona for 30 years. And my wife developed cancer. I decided, and we brought her back to, we went to Ames, Iowa. I have a daughter there. They have a real nice clinic place there. But she didn't last very long. And so now I'm back in Fairmont, Minnesota, where I have another daughter and grandkids, actually. I moved back.
Your wife had to be so excited when you came back in 45, but scared at the same time because you're coming back because of an injury.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was in too good shape. But, you know, I had a pretty good life after that. And we had three daughters. We lost one with cancer. And, I have great grandkids now. So that's why I'm back here. They keep me busy.
Do you ever share with your grandkids or?
I never did until one of them went to see the show Saving Private Ryan. And she wrote me the nicest letter. And so I decided to tell them. Might as well. I'd never tell them anything.
Why was that?
Well, we just didn't. I don't know. Nobody. I belong to two units down in Arizona, Purple Heart and the POWs. And of course, we get together and we talk about it. But they never told their kids either. But they do now, you know, after. Especially now after this Iraq deal, because it's televised all over, you know. They know something about what you went through. But this lucky to be here.
Tell me, was it a granddaughter that sent you the letter?
Yes.
Tell me about it. How old was she at the time?
Well, she was in college, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me, in the letter, did she just ask to know more, or did she...
Well, she said she should let us know about what experiences that I had, so... Yeah, and I sat down and started to write about it. And then another granddaughter sent me a book on how to write a book.
Oh, maybe that's a hint?
Yeah, so, and then I told him. I didn't tell him everything, no. I didn't tell him.
What are some of the things that you keep back? More of the gory parts?
Yes.
Or yeah.
Yeah, you know. And you know, like now, I'll probably dream about these things again. You know, it's...
If you talk about them?
Yeah. It's, you know, you'll never forget them. No.
Some people say that World War II was a good war. What do you think about it?
Well, what was good about it?
Did you know what you were getting into when you signed up?
I saw a lot of country. All I know that I'd never seen that much of it. But I don't know. But I don't think there's anything good about it. But it's something we had to do. It's not like today. I don't believe in that today. But it's something new. If we hadn't gone to war, I don't know what had happened. But no, that's why we don't like to talk about it.
Is there one thing that really stands out to you during your service. So maybe a funny memory that you have from that time, or one of the more powerful moments where maybe you really saw some strong heroism, or.
Well, I always tell about the funniest thing that ever happened was when I was in prison camp. You know, we were full of lice. I'll tell you, and we used to, when it was a nice sunny day, we'd get outside and take our shirts off and see who could count the most lice. And, but like, when I got out of there for, well, it was 3 months, I never, the same clothes, everything, you know, never changed. We were a mess when we got back. And I get, my feet were froze, my hands froze. We were up in the mountains, you know, and it was in, from September till December. It's pretty cold in the mountains. But I don't know, it was, we had a lot of the Italians were real good to us, you know, the ones, but they were really afraid that the Germans might find out that we stayed at one place for about 2 weeks, stayed with them, and but then they were afraid to, so they wanted us to leave because they were, but we spent about, it was about 3 months in the mountains there, coming back and trying to keep away from the enemy.
How did you view the enemy?
I'll tell you, the Germans were probably the better of the Japs, I'll tell you that. You know, people don't realize that you, in the Philippines, it wasn't only the enemy, it was the climate down there. It was terrible, it rained about every day. And we never had dry socks for, well, 55 days before I changed socks. And my feet are still bad. I can't do anything for it.
Were a lot of the men around you getting sick too because of those conditions? Yeah.
A lot of them got malaria and what they call jungle rot. Yeah, they were bad. But as a whole, it was quite an experience. And I'm glad it's over with, and I'm glad I'm so.